The next case from our working group was an 89-year-old man with pancreatic cancer that was technically resectable. The patient declined surgery and was treated with a modified dose of gemcitabine nab-paclitaxel, followed by stereotactic body radiation therapy, and is faring well 1 year later. Dr. Brenner posed the question of the optimal approach to the treatment of very elderly patients for whom surgery is not feasible.
Well, I pull out an old trick out of my hat called gemcitabine and capecitabine. It's a regimen that's not very well tolerated in the United States, was tested in the UK in metastatic disease and showed improved progression-free survival, but didn't quite meet it for overall survival. We adapted that regimen with fixed-dose rate gemcitabine and have published that. It's very active, and it's very good for this elderly patient population. So it's a good choice, I think, when you don't want to use gemcitabine monotherapy, but you're a little bit worried about the toxicity of, say, gemcitabine and nab-paclitaxel.
Philip, this patient actually got SBRT after the chemo. What about SBRT or radiation therapy in these elderly patients who are resectable but not fit for surgery, Philip?
So this is a patient who did not get surgery because of the age. This is something which I would do in my practice because in those patients, you still have the issue about local progression and the symptomatic consequences of that, such as pain, biliary obstruction, and other complications. So that would be my option. Now, whether we use SBRT or the regular IMRT, that's still controversial. I don't think there's a good answer there. But in my opinion, an SBRT would be a reasonable approach in this patient.
Margaret, you had a comment?
Yeah, I wouldn't actually. I would treat with chemotherapy, give him a significant course of chemotherapy, watch the CA19-9, make sure that the patient is getting better, and then give a finite course of therapy and stop. There has been a randomized trial of gemcitabine followed by radiation or not in locally advanced disease, and that didn't seem to provide any benefit. Now, one could argue that maybe with more effective chemotherapy, there's going to be a difference with radiation, but to date, it hasn't been shown.
Eileen?
So no survival benefit, but I think there is a local control benefit to chemoradiation, and in terms of mitigation of pain and buying additional time off of systemic therapy, that's sometimes a consolidation strategy that is, I think, at least worthy of discussion with patients. And I think another point to bring up here, which was utilized in this case, that SBRT is actually well tolerated in an older population, and the Hopkins group have some added to the literature in a meaningful way to support that modality in this population.